Hello again, everyone. And my name is Grace, and I want to invite you all again to the Mitaki Green Chapel International English Service. Wow, God is good. It's so good to see each and every one of you. And we thank God for the wonderful praise and worship. We appreciate our team so much. They work so hard. Today they came here at 10:30, and they've been here since that time, preparing for us to lead us in worship. We really appreciate the time they give in and the way they lead us to sing and even learn new songs. It's really a blessing. So in the English service, we begin by the worship, and then we follow with a time for testimonies. So I want to invite someone who has a testimony. A testimony is to say something that God has done for you and you want to praise him or to thank him for that. And we also invite people who have prayer requests. You have something that is a need and you really want the need to be solved, and you want the Christians to join you in praying to God to help you find a solution to that need. We also invite you. And then we also invite people who have announcements or important information to pass across to us. Sometimes there are important events, or someone is leaving Japan, you know, and some notice you like us to know. So this is time for that. So it's open space, and I invite you all. I've seen people that we've not seen for a long time, and we want to tell you welcome back. My sister, I don't remember her name, and Rachel there, we haven't seen them for a long time. So welcome back. Thank you. So it's time for you to come over and share with us.
Hi, my name is Darcy, and I just wanted to thank the Lord for this worship team. This morning, as Grace mentioned, we got together at 10:30 because we want to write new worship songs together. We want to make worship songs for the Lord for our family here at the Mitaki English Service. And we had homework. We met last month, and we went home with to do our homework, and we brought our homework in, and We brought in 4 rough drafts of songs. Like, we have like all these songs we're working on now. Like, now we have to just finish shaping them. But they're all, like, my sisters each brought in a song and they're like basically done. Janelle brought in a song. I brought in a song. Will like brought in beautiful words and a title for our next song. It was a wonderful surprise. Like, just the Lord is doing something. We just were like, oh, this will be something we feel we want to do. And it's also just fun to hang out. But it's really fun to hang out and make together with the Lord words and music for the Lord. So love your prayers for this. We're really excited. It's like so, I'm so refreshed and like really excited. And thank God for this team. Like, the hearts of your worship team, like, are just really beautiful. These are people, my brothers and sisters, who just really love and seek the Lord, just ready to like write down what the Lord asks us to write down. So just praise God for that. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon, church. I'm Rachel, and my mother is with me. We are here for 1 week, about 10 days, for a training course held by Hiroshima University, and their Hiroshima Atomic Bomb Survivor Organization. So I'm very happy to be back to the church. And currently I'm working at Singapore and staying with my siblings. And we are attending Anglican church, and three of us actually serve in the church. And so happy to meet with some of the Japanese friends and our church brothers and sisters. Yeah, thank God that we came here safely, and we'll look forward to the training and meeting with some friends for the following days. So yeah, thank God for it. Yeah.
My name's Jim. I just wanted to tell, last Tuesday I had a teacher's meeting. Every year we have an English camp, and there are 8 teachers, and we had a meeting to prepare for that. And before the meeting, I was thinking there are like 8 experienced teachers. Each person has a different opinion. And I was thinking, oh no, it's going to be kind of like a struggle. But we've been reading through Proverbs. And Proverbs is full of advice about how to relate with other people. So just on the train, I was checking everywhere I could find. And God gave me peace then, and also in the meeting, it was just very smooth and respectful and encouraging. I just praise God that your Proverbs fitted exactly that need, and I praise God. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Art. We got a chance to Skype with a guy that used to live with us when we were in America, and we did homestay there. And he's just doing really well. And he's from extremely wealthy Chinese family. So there's a lot of expectation placed on him, but not a lot of, hey, we're proud of you kind of thing. And so we've really been able to fill that gap and be encouraging and kind of parent figures, and been a father figure to him, which is great. It's so rewarding, that kind of stuff. And also with Micah too, you know, I don't think I'm doing very much in Micah's life, but he's getting better every day, which is awesome, right? And then I have my children who are 1 and 4, and it's just not rewarding. I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't like parenting young children. I don't like it. I am envious of parents who enjoy it. I really am, because I have friends that say, every morning I wake up and I live for my 4-year-old daughter, and I go, have you been smoking something? Are you okay? Do you feel quite well? I don't understand that feeling, and I'm envious of that feeling. And so I need prayer to like enjoy, to have some joy in the part of shepherding and parenting that I just don't look forward to. I love to mentor people. I love to take people through a thought process. I love to mentor young adults, and that's my ministry, and that's really great. And I have a really hard time loving to parent children because there's not a great reward. I'm this whole selfless, Christ-like love thing doesn't work well when you're just a human and a sinner, you know? I like to see the fruits of my labor, you know? And, you know, the kids are just like everybody. The kids are just all the people that just, you know, spit in Jesus and mocked at him, right? Like, I'm going to love you and love you, and then what do I get in return? Spit on, right? Because your kids, you know, they don't care. That's not true all the time. But, you know, every once in a while, my daughter will wake up and want to hug me in the morning. And that's a pretty good day. But that's about 10% of the time. So, anyway, I have a bad attitude, and I need help with my angry heart to love my children better. Micah's getting better and better. He is teasing Megumi now, which is good because she needs it. So I'll say, can you say good morning to Micah? And she'll say, good morning, Micah. And he'll say in Japanese, can you say it so I can hear you? And so he's joking around now, and that's really nice. And he's been, you know, I haven't been like forcing anything on him, you know? So all of a sudden he's pops up in the corner. Can I help you put the laundry up? Oh, yes, you may. Yes, you may help. Can I do the dishes, you know? And so slowly he's understanding what it means to interact with people again. So praise God for that. That's it.
Hi, everybody. Hi, my name is Alicia Blanco, and I am the aunt of Chris. When I came to church the first Sunday that I arrived here, I thought I would be able to come back the following Sunday, but unluckily I got sick. Of all things that I didn't want to do or to have was to get sick. Before I came to Hiroshima, I came back from Maine, where I have my son. And it was a cold winter, too, where I came from. And I thought that coming to Hiroshima, I would be able to be adapted to the cold weather already. But I wasn't able to adapt myself to your weather here. So I think my system got low after we had that very long journey from California. So I stayed home most of the time. And to tell you the truth, I was so mad because I wasn't able to do anything anymore. I could not even help to with my nephews, with my niece, with my twins. I was so mad because I thought that I could be of help to them. But I just prayed and I trust in the Lord that God will take good care of me, that he will be able to heal me and all of those who are sick in this country. I found out that there was an outbreak of flu. And I says, oh, my God, please don't let that happen. So I thank all of you also for your prayers for my brother who got sick when we were here. We ask that you prayed for him. And the last time that we knew, he is much better. And I thank the Lord for his healing. I am very much surprised of your culture here. This is my first time to be here in Japan, and everything is very new to me. Like, everything is like, what is this, what is that? I don't even know what to touch. All the things in their house are, I can't even know how to touch the, everything was different from California. But now that we're about to go home, we have to cut short our visit here because of my brother who is sick. We were supposed to go back March 4, but we just decided with my sister that we have to go back and see how my brother is doing. So hopefully, God willing, if ever I'll be able to come back again, I hope so. and I'll be in a better position to know more of you, more of your culture, more of your customs and everything about your food. I am so excited, and I want to know more about Hiroshima, and of course, about my nephews, my grandchildren, the twins. I hope I could live longer to come back and be of service to God. I come from a Methodist church. I come from a small church too. And I'm very proud to tell you that we have a good fellowship and that I serve the Lord the best way I can by being in the hospitality department that we have. We have a choir member too. We have a very small group of members, but we know each other and we have a good fellowship with God. So for everybody here in this congregation, I pray for the best for everybody, that everybody will be in good health, that all the children will grow up under the loving care of God. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I am Will. And I would like to ask your prayers for my father because yesterday we discovered that his kidney stones are already big, and that the doctor said whether we have a surgery, we will go under surgery or not. There's no assurance if he will be healed, so. That's why I would like to ask your prayers for my father, and also I would like to encourage everyone because I really believe in the power of prayer in Jesus' name. So there are a lot of times and miracles happened to our family way back before 4 years ago. I also asked prayer request here because my mother had a diabetes. And for those who don't know, she's already fine right now. So I'm just very thankful to God because for all those miracles, and I just want to share that to you. Actually, for those who have. Also, struggles and sicknesses. Just believe in the power of prayer. I really have hope and because of that. Thank you.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Mark Andrew. I just want to thank God because the successful operation of Pastor Randy Lacerna for the liver left cancer. And please continue pray for him for the continued healing and also na the cancer will not spread anymore. At the same time, please pray for me because I'm going to Nagoya tomorrow because I need to open a bank account there. Because there's no PNB Philippine Bank here in Hiroshima. That's why I have to travel tonight by bus and then tomorrow going after I went there and then I need to go back. Please continue. I pray for my safety. And also want to thank God because my girlfriend is a day off today so that she can able to go to church with me today. Thank you. God bless you all.